In Jesus' name, amen. As is our custom for Confirmation Sundays here at Faith, I have written a letter to our confirmands. Dear Daniel, Natalie, Jennifer, Jonathan, Lydia, and Connor, instead of just preaching a sermon for your congregation, I am writing you this letter. I hope you don't mind if I share it with all these other people here today. Letters can be strange things. You know this. A letter gets set aside, stacked with other keepsakes, buried in an old shoebox, all but forgotten. Then one day, whether you're the same person or a very different person than you once were, you find that letter, or it finds you, however these things work. There is no telling where you may come to find yourself in this life, in places dark or light, empty or full, happy or sad, or all of it intricately woven together. So there's this letter. This is a letter about sight, how you see things. There were once some people who wanted desperately to see Jesus. Why did they want to see Jesus? Did they have questions? Did they have sorrows? Did they need healing in their bodies, in their minds? Sir, we wish to see Jesus, they said. Whether they knew it or not, they were asking to see God. Jesus is the express image of God. God's name is Jesus. There is no other God. Sir, we wish to see Jesus, they said, see him with our eyes. But when they got to Jesus, he wasn't much interested in their eyes. He was interested in their ears. Immediately, he answered them and began to speak. How many people have thought that all their problems would be solved if they could just see Jesus, or see a sign, or see some undeniable proof of God? Maybe you felt that way too. But the truth is, not even seeing would be enough. Not even if you could see Jesus. After all, think of all those people who did see Jesus on that day when he was riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. They saw Jesus, and first they shouted, "Hosanna!" But later on, they would see him and shout, "Crucify him!" Just seeing Jesus isn't enough. Pilate saw Jesus, didn't he? And all he saw was a joke. He saw Jesus and had him beaten and crucified. And he said, "This is what I do to the King of the Jews." The soldiers saw Jesus too. And they sunk their cruel whips into his flesh and their cruel words into his soul. And Judas saw Jesus and kissed him. They all saw Jesus, but seeing Jesus is not enough. Even if you could see Jesus right now, it would not be enough. Why? Because, like all men, you have two liars planted in your face. Your eyes deceive you. You see the whole world through two liars. Jesus said something about this. In fact, he said many things about this. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. How you see things. If your eyes are bad, your whole life can fill with darkness. And if even the light within you is darkness, then how great the darkness. So is the world, the human race. What people think is light is really darkness. The smartest, the richest, the best-looking people, governments, churches, businesses. Jesus once asked this question, What does it profit a person if he gains the whole world for this short life, this blink of an eye, and loses his soul for eternity? All the people, seeing they do not see. What they call light is really darkness. What they call life is really death. What they call good is really evil. Seeing they do not see. But the truth is, you and I suffer from the very same disease. So merely seeing with our eyes is not enough. Because seeing, you will not see. That is why when those people wanted to see Jesus with their eyes, He went for their ears. For faith does not come from seeing. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So Jesus must speak that divine Word to them. Jesus must tell them who He is so that their eyes do not deceive them. He tells them who He is. He tells them of His death and resurrection, of a grain of wheat that dies and is buried, a grain of wheat that rises to bear much fruit. The seed's death means life. The son's death means life for you. This is who Jesus is. For this purpose He has come. If you were to look at Him with just your eyes, you would see nothing but a young Jewish man being pierced to a Roman cross. But if you will see with your ears, you will hear the Lord of glory saying that His death is for you. Now is the judgment of the world, when Christ takes your sin upon Himself and is lifted up. He is made guilty. You are made innocent. This is how the Father sees you now. Innocent, no matter what you've done, forgiven for the sake of Jesus' shed blood. But the two liars in your skull won't tell you this. Only His word will. Those two liars in the skull will point to that image you see in the mirror and say, "There is a sinner. There is a man, a woman, who is decaying with old age." But only the word of the Lord can reveal to you who you really are, His beloved child, the apple of His eye, one destined for life. Those two liars in your skull will look upon that grave plot in the cemetery and tell you, "That is all. That is all there is to this life." But our Lord's word tells you otherwise. "All who believe in me," He says, "yet shall they live." "You are forgiven," He says. "Your body will rise," He says. Do not believe your eyes. Believe in Him. He has the words of eternal life. Jesus must give us these words, must preach to us and teach to us continually. Otherwise, seeing, we will not see. He must tell you about His suffering, death, and resurrection so that you will understand your own sufferings, your own death, your own resurrection, so that you will learn to see not with your eyes, but with your ears. What lies have your eyes told you? Would you even know? That's the scary part. In order to see this world the way it really is, to see yourself as you really are, to see God as He really is, you must learn to see with your ears, and your ears must have God's word. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Familiar words, but think about them. They're so very strange. a word for the ear that is a light for the path? Jesus is that word. Jesus is that light. Believe in the light, he says, that you may become sons of light. A word that goes into your ears and tells you what your eyes cannot see. Your eyes will tell you what you see is what you get, and that's it. Baptism is just plain water. Absolution is just plain words. Communion is just plain bread and plain wine. But faith says, hush, there is much more here than meets the eye. The word of the Lord tells me there is much more here than meets the eye. It's true. All your eyes can see is plain water in the font. But the word tells you the truth. In this water you are buried with Christ in a death like his, and raised with him in a life like his, eternal. It's true. All your eyes can see is a sinner in a white robe saying, I forgive you. But the word says, he who hears the one I send hears me. Therefore your sins are forgiven, even before God in heaven. All your eyes can see is mere bread and mere wine. But the word tells you that this bread is my body, and this wine is my blood, given and shed for you for your forgiveness. So tell those two liars in your skull that there is much more here than meets the eye. You have it straight from the Lord. So this is a letter about sight, about how you see. Because you might just be looking at things as they appear, but not as they are. In this letter you have Jesus' word. Listen to him. And learn to see with your ears. There is much more than meets the eye. For you must learn to see not with the eyes of flesh, but with the ears of faith. And only then will you begin to see things as they truly are. Listen to his word, and you might just see yourself differently. You might just see your parents differently. Even your enemies differently. And if you end up married, listen to him, and you just might see your spouse differently, your children differently, and even your vocation differently. With Jesus, there is always more than meets the eye. The Father and the Son and his bride, God's people as his masks, God has written himself deeply into your life. But you won't see him with your naked eyes. Listen to him, and you will see him with your ears. And you will see with your ears the strangest thing, a new creation, and all things being made new. Our Lord Jesus has baptized you. He has written his name on your bodies. You are his, body and soul. Today you are confirmed. You will confess with your tongues what Jesus has done for you. You will receive on your tongues what Jesus has done for you. As sure as that baptismal water ran down your forehead, as sure as the pastor's absolution vibrated your eardrums, as sure as your mouth will taste the bread that is his body, the wine that is his blood, your sins are forgiven. The Father loves you. So when you find this letter, or when it finds you, know this, that these things will be as certain on that day as they are on this one. For the word of the Lord endures forever. Under our crucified and risen Lord, and with his love, Pastor Rohde, in Jesus' name, amen.